Well, just a little while ago, the jury found Clarence Taylor III guilty of sex abuse of a minor. They found him guilty of two counts. They decided that they could not find him guilty on another count, and they couldn't reach a decision on the other four counts. So prosecutors tell us that they are planning to take those cases back to court. Now, seven girls have accused Taylor of inappropriately touching them while they were students at the Maryland School for the Deaf in Columbia. Taylor's attorney argued that he was not a flight risk and that he had children, and he has four children, and that he had no criminal record and he wasn't a danger to the community. So he argued that Taylor be placed on home detention. But the prosecution didn't think that should happen and that bond should be revoked. Taylor also talked to the judge, and he said that after all this time, I can't even imagine leaving this jurisdiction. He said that he needs his family support and wants to support his family. And he says that he told the judge, if you say I can't leave the house, I will follow the law. And he said, please give me a chance. I've never been in trouble with the law. Taylor is hearing impaired, and his attorney worried that he might be a target if incarcerated before sentencing. And Judge William Tucker said that because of the two serious convictions that he decided that he needed to go to jail, and he revoked bond. Again, Taylor has now been convicted on two counts of sex abuse of a minor, and his sentencing is set for January 31st.